My wife and I were on a ministry trip to Phoenix, and much to my surprise, she decided to have her gallbladder out there. Yeah. Actually, it was much of a surprise to her, too. You don't plan these things. I remember that night she left dinner early, and I found her about an hour later in unbearable pain. Nothing was making a dent in that pain, and finally, we went to the emergency room, and they said, time for this gallbladder to come out. Okay. I would never have chosen to do this out of town, a couple thousand miles from home. But in the providence of God, it was a great hospital, and one of the best surgeons in this field practiced at that hospital. The classic gallbladder operation used to take several weeks to recover from, you know. They would just make this big, long cut. Well, this doctor said, I hope to do it by laser. Well, that was great news. He did that, and there were only three little wounds. The gallbladder was gone, and she took just a few days to recover, all because of what a laser could do. One ray of focused energy aimed at this problem, and you've got what feels like a miracle. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about prayer, the laser from heaven. Well, our word for today from the Word of God comes from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. What a great prayer promise this is. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Now, first in this verse, you've got the macro, the throne of grace. You are going into the throne room to be with the one who created and manages 100 billion galaxies. Man. But then he brings all that power down to the micro. He says, come into that throne room with your little time of need. It's so little compared to his power. But he says, bring it in here. Come on. And you focus all his power on one person on earth who needs God's touch, or one need, or one situation, or one impossibility. The specific prayer for a supernatural intervention is like laser power. It's a ray of focused energy from heaven aimed by your prayer at one need on earth. Wow! The power of that prayer laser is described in Matthew 18:18. It says there, whatever you will bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Look, several great things happen when you focus the energy of God on someone or something on earth. First, God really loves it. Revelation 5:8. Our prayers are a bowl of incense in heaven. It's like incense for God to smell. Secondly, your faith grows. You're stretching your faith to trust him for a supernatural intervention. And the larger your faith, the bigger things you'll be able to trust God for in the future. Thirdly, Satan's grip is broken when you focus God's laser on something on earth that he's holding on to. Pray for that. And if you really want to turn up the laser power, get others to pray with you, focusing their faith and God's power on that need. Matthew 18:19 says, if two of you agree on earth on anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. Jesus told us in Luke 18:1, we should always pray and not give up. So while you're waiting, let God turn his laser on your life. He may want to do some laser surgery first to remove some infection in you before the answer can come. When that doctor aimed his laser at my wife's point of need, we experienced what seemed like a medical miracle. When you pray specifically, in faith believing, you focus the healing, heart-changing, mountain-moving power of God on something or someone that you care about. So expect a miracle.